Welcome to live coverage of the 2019-2020 Oaks Tornadoes basketball season. Tornadoes Hoops is brought to you by First Community Credit Union, Oaks Family Pharmacy, Merch Lumber and Supply of Ellendale and Oaks, Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy, Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor, Praska's Hardware Hank, Dickey Rural Networks, Economy Oil, Sanford Health, Edward Jones, B&B Gardens of Oaks and Lisbon, Custom Machine, Computer Express and JQ Clothing Company, James Valley Grain of Oaks, Verona and Berlin, Quilton Sew, Oaks Truck and Trailer, Gramlow LTD of Fullerton, Bank North, and Columbia Grain. Let's head to the court for tonight's call. And good evening. Welcome inside Oaks High School. It is Friday night basketball here on KDDR, 1220 AM and 95.9 FM, and always online at newsdakota.com. The boys return to action tonight as the Oaks Tornadoes welcome in the Edgley Cullum Montpelier Rebels. Evening, ladies and gentlemen. A sour wine with you here on the pregame show brought to you by Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy. Terrace is here for all your health care and prescription needs. Call 742-3824. It's the Rebels and the Tornadoes. First time we've had boys basketball on the Tornado now for about 2 weeks or so. We were supposed to be in Frederick doing Leola Frederick, and that one went sideways with a technical setup, and then the Oaks at Richland game was canceled. And finally we're here today and broadcasting Oaks and Edgley Cullum Montpelier. The Tornadoes come into tonight riding a two-game winning streak. They will take on a tough 7-2 Edgley Cullum Montpelier squad. The Rebels are 2-0 in district play, looking to go 3-0, while Oaks looking for a big district victory in terms of district standings and eventually the district tournament. We're going to head off to our coaches interview, brought to you by Gramlow LTD. Gramlow LTD in Fullerton, specializing in making your corn planter perform to the best of its ability. Give them a call or check them out on the web and see how they can help you. 375-6330 or online at gramlowltd.com. Tonight's interview with head coach Nolan Peterson, talking about the last couple of weeks of basketball since, like I said, we haven't called any hoops, but we get caught up on a couple losses, couple wins, and we'll get ready to go with Coach Peterson here on the Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy pregame show. It's Oaks and Edgley Cullum Montpelier on the Tornado. Come home to Oaks Family Pharmacy, where they treat you like family. With great knowledge and customer service, the staff is committed to making your prescription, health, and gift needs as simple as possible. There's still time to get your shingles and flu shots. Stop anytime during business hours. Check out their sales of the month. Delsim Adult and Children's Cough Medicine, just $10.99. Selected Tums, $4.49. Good Sense Cough Drops, just 99 cents, and so much more. Oaks Family Pharmacy, 742-2118.
Hi, this is Tanya Wald with First Community Credit Union to let you know what CASASA is all about. It is a free checking account like no other. It pays you cash rewards each month. Yes, you heard right, free cash rewards. Stop by and visit us at First Community Credit Union in Oaks, Napoleon, or Wishon. CASASA, free checking that pays, insured by NCUA. Qualifying rules apply. See us for details.
We're on the postgame show here on KDDR, the Tornado. It is Oaks and Edgley Cullum Montpelier boys basketball coming up tonight from OHS. We're now joined by head coach Nolan Peterson. Coach, how are you today?
Well, not too bad. How are you, Ace?
I cannot complain. So you guys come into tonight, and it being a very, I'd say, marquee district matchup, especially for in terms of standings, how important do you see this game tonight, like I said, in terms of seeding and standings and just overall momentum?
Yeah, it's obviously an important game for both teams. I think whoever, comes out on top in this game is definitely going to have some momentum going into the district tournament, although, it's over a month away. But it's definitely a good test to see where we're at. Edgley, for the last few years has been a very, very good team. And you know, it's a good measuring stick for us.
Yeah, Edgley Cullamont Pilier comes in 2-0 in the district. You guys come in 6-3 overall, with one district loss being to Ellendale earlier. You know, I would say the season has gone like this. You've beaten the teams that, you know, I think you would expect to beat for sure, and then the losses have come against some really good teams. You know, specifically the Leola loss and Ellendale loss, the offense kind of sticks out in my mind where it seems like it almost went stagnant at times. Would you agree? And, you know, is there a reason behind that?
Yeah, one thing we've preached about all year is we're a very, very physical team. There's some teams out there, excuse me, that match our physicality, and we have to keep moving even though the team we play is, you know, physically as gifted as we are. We have to find other sources of scoring outside of Garrett and Steele sometimes, because there is teams that are very good defensively that will match up with us well.
And Garrett and Steele, they've obviously been the facilitators of the offense pretty much all season, and even dating back to last year. How do you see those guys, you know, do they do a good job of getting the rest of the guys involved?
They really try that. Garrett, between Garrett and Steele, that's the guys that run our offense. So when they, and other teams know that, and when they try to, you know, do too much, and, you know, they definitely try to get like Ashton and things involved down low, and teams are physical with us, you know, they struggle with it sometimes, but we talk about it, we practice it, and you know, what's all we can do is to get better.
Riding a couple of wins in a row, beat South Border this week earlier on Tuesday, and then on Napoleon Gacklestreeter, that was last Monday. I want to go back to Leola. I know I've kind of focused on the losses quite a bit in this interview, but Leola was a good team. You guys were, you know, right with them for the first half and showed some signs of life, but that second half kind of came around and it just kind of snowballed on you guys. Back to that game, what do you credit that to as well? Just the kind of that snowballing effect in the second half.
Well, I mean, they made shots and we did not, you know, we made our shots in the first half, we didn't make our shots in the second half. They got really hot from three. I think they hit, some like five or six threes in the third quarter, and, you know, we weren't scoring. And, you know, that's the thing when teams match our physicality. We need to overcome that and move past that and really get our continuity offense going.
I feel like I've been uber negative this conversation. Let's focus on something positive. You know, so far at this point in the season, what would you say is your guys' biggest strength, and what has impressed you the most about your team?
I think just the physicality they play with. I mean, one thing we never struggle with is offensive rebounding. Is our kids take pride in it. They're tough, physical kids. It's something that teams I know have to scout us on. And really, really proud of the boys of stepping up. And that's just that's just a credit of them coming to the weight room for some of them four summers in a row, you know, and then during the year and some of their off season and really getting making a commitment to getting stronger.
And I'll leave you with this. Edgley Cullamont Pilier comes into tonight with just a pair of losses. A tough team. They beat Ellendale earlier this year. And we know Ellendale's a tough team. What do you know and what do you see out of Edgley Cullamont Pilier?
Well, they're tall. They're athletic. They get up and down the floor pretty well. We're going to have to really be in a defensive mindset tonight. Both Huber and Mathern, and I mean there's other guys on their team that they shoot the ball well and they're efficient, but I think, you know, as long as we can match up with them defensively and be physical with them, we have a pretty good chance today.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk down the road.
All right, thank you, Ace.
Head coach of the Oaks Tornadoes boys basketball team, Nolan Peterson, joins us as Oaks takes on Edgley Cullamont Pilier tonight.
As we begin a promising new year, Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks thanks you for your patronage and support. They're proud to be part of the surrounding communities and look forward to serving you in 2020. Large project or small, tools or supplies, stop in and see the friendly staff for all your building needs. Here's wishing you a safe and prosperous year from Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks, where you can expect hometown hospitality with uptown expertise.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Terrace 50 White has a great supply of Russell Stover candy, from individual caramel hearts, mini boxes, and full-size boxes. Remind that special someone in your life how much you love them with the gift of chocolate. Terrace 50 White also has that perfect Hallmark card for your sweetheart, and as a reminder, when you buy 4 cards, the 5th one is free. Stop by Terrace 50 White Pharmacy at 610 Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-3824.
Moving our way through the pregame show here on the Tornado, brought to you by Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy. We are nearing the national anthem. That's coming up next. One thing I want to hit on with Edgley Cullamine Pelier. They are 7-2 overall, correct? Well, they're 0-2 on the road, and they're 0-2 against teams above 500 in Kindred and Strasburg Zeeland. So if the formula would follow suit, then the Oaks Tornadoes have a great chance of winning tonight. But, of course, it never or very rarely follows exactly like it should. It is Oaks and Edgley Cullamine Pelier. The national anthem and starting lineups coming up next. We'll send it back to break. We'll get you ready for opening tip here on the Tornado.
A remodel, addition, or new construction is a lot like a puzzle. You look at the shapes, the colors, and what you envision as a finished work of art. And now, with special pricing on Showplace Cabinetry, Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor in Oaks can help you worry about one less piece of the puzzle. They will fit you with American-made cabinetry that is diverse and adaptable to your unique style. Every single piece is backed for a lifetime. Still juggling ideas in your mind? Make a puzzle, a masterpiece, at Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor, 2 miles south of Oaks.
Gear up for the new year at Braska's Hardware Hank and Oaks. Many great deals to start off the new year. 4-pack Duracell batteries, $4.49. Snow roof rake, $49.99. A great deal on Essex air humidifiers, just $129.99. And replacement filters, $3 off, along with Fight LED light bulbs. Save big on great deals at your local hardware store. Braska's Hardware Hank in Oaks, 742-2034.
Get ready for a whole new TV viewing experience. Everything you have been searching for. A TiVo from DRN ReadyTech is just what you are looking for. Record TV shows, a voice control remote, personalized predictions, stream easily with the touch of a button, and view it all from your phone or tablet with the View It app. TiVo powered by View It is smarter, faster, and easier to use. Ready for your new TV viewing experience? Call 344-5000 to order a TiVo from DRN ReadyTech today.
Did you know that Economy Oil in Oaks is your locally owned bulk distributor? Did you know that Economy Oil provides great quality products and their customer service is their top priority? Economy Oil in Oaks is the place to go for all your gas and diesel needs. Whether it's on the farm delivery or heating fuel for your home, they're ready to assist you. Stop by 1234 North 14th Street in Oaks or call 742-2231 or toll free 800-327-1558. That's Economy Oil in Oaks, your locally owned bulk distributor.
Starting lineups being introduced on the floor here at OHS. Let's go over the starters as well. Tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Custom Machine of Oaks. They are your full-service machine and fabrication shop. Whether you need one part or 1,000, they guarantee a quality product at a competitive price. 742-3188. First for the Rebels, they are coached by Kevin Sobel, and their lineup goes like this. At guard, a 6'1" senior, number 2, Jace Hansen. At guard, a 5'11" senior, number 11, Cale Mathern. A guard, a 5'8" sophomore, number 12, Dalton Mabke. At forward, a 6'4" junior, number 24, Alex Huber. And rounding out the five for the Rebels will be their 6'6" junior center, number 34, Chase Ensie. Once again for EKM, it goes Hansen, Mathern, Madke, Huber, and Ency. For the Oaks Tornadoes, they're coached by Nolan Peterson and assisted by Jordan Lynch. Their lineup is the same five we have seen all season. It goes Alex Mugley, Garrett Neal, Steele Hansen in the backcourt. And actually, I should say there is one change to the starting lineup. One change, I guess, since the last time I've been on air. So I guess there is a change. Yeah, definitely a change. In the backcourt, a 5'10" junior guard, Dalton Schmidt. He's into the starting five as well. And Steele Hansen and Ashton Biesterfeld round out the starting five. Yeah, I should have clarified that it's a different starting five from the last time I was on, but the same starting five now for a couple of games. So again, on the floor for Oaks, it's Mugley, Meal, Schmidt, Hansen, and Beast, and we're ready to roll. Oaks wearing the all-whites, moving left to right. Edgley, Cullen, Montpelier in the all-blacks, right to left. Ball is in the air, opening tip controlled by Oaks and stolen away right away by EKM. And Cale Mathern brings it up, and we're underway. Beast has had the ball ripped out of his hands by Mathern, a very good athlete who has it on the left wing. Ball works around the perimeter to the opposite corner now. Jace Hansen tosses into the post. Ency going against Beast. The right hook spins off, no good. A rebound for Mathern. Mathern collects, backs out, mid-range jumper, no good. And this time Ashton Biesterfeld has the board. 30 seconds into our game, no score on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. JVG, they're locally owned and proud to serve their community for up-to-date cash quotes. Check out jamesvalleygrain.com. Mugley's got it left side, swings right. Dalton Schmidt off the screen, got open for three, doesn't get the roll. Rebound will be grabbed by EKM, but a foul underneath, and that is going to go against the Rebels. Dalton Madke, a sophomore, going to pick up the personal foul. 7:12 to go, first quarter, no score in front of a pretty good crowd on hand. Decent contingency of Rebels made their way over here to OHS. I think Alex Mugley, I think he was asked to remove a headband, it looked like. Mugley now catches off a screen, misses a three badly, and the rebound falls into the lap of Jace Hansen. Hansen puts the brakes on. He'll get it back out to Ency. EKM into the front court as we've hit 7 minutes to go in this first quarter. Right of the circle, Mathern out to Madke. Madke got loose. Somebody lost him. Madke pops for three, no good. Missed it off the heel, and Schmitty controls for OHS. District matchup here tonight. EKM 2-0, Oaks 2-1. Hansen down the lane, stops, floats, misses. And Ency will grab the board. Both teams offensively have struggled this far. No score. A minute and a half into the ballgame. Hansen hands off, pull-up jumper for Alex Huber, misses inside the arc, rebound to Mathern. He puts one up, and he cannot get the roll. Nothing is going for either side. Steele Hansen has to collect the ball, nearly lost it as he crossed the half-court line, but he feeds Dalton Schmidt, mid-range two, no good. Rebound tipped around, still bobbled, and Hansen has the offensive board. Steele goes up with it, and there's the first points tonight. A hustle two for Steele Hansen. He gets Oaks on top, 2-0 on the JVG scoreboard. Left side, and it's Alex Huber. Good athlete, standing at 6'4" in Huber. One of the guys that Coach Peterson highlighted on the pregame show interview. Mathern has it inside the left wing. Dribbles to his right, now hands off for Huber. Huber kicks into the corner. Jace Hansen pops for three, and Jace Hansen connects to give Edgley Cullen Montpelier its first lead tonight. Rebels 3, Oaks 2. Garrett Meal with it. Now Hansen finds a cutting Schmidt, one dribble. Down the lane, misses the layup, and another rebound for Jace Hansen. Hansen going to go all the way, coast to coast, blocked by Neal, but a foul called. It was a clean block up top, but Neal got him with the body, and that'll be a personal going against Garrett. First one against Garrett and the Tornadoes. And headed to the line for the first time, Jace Hansen. First one misses short. Davey Schmidt's going to check into the ballgame for the Oaks Tornadoes. He will take the spot of Alex Mugley. Second free throw, good for Hansen. He splits the pair and gives the Rebels a two-point lead with 5:19 to go on the JVG scoreboard. Neal works towards the corner, Boy, just a quick acceleration to get into the middle. Missed the shot. Steele Hansen, another offensive rebound. His putback falls off, and it's controlled by Ensie. Locking it up, Cale Mathern puts the thumbs down, calling out the play as we had 5 minutes to go. Catching it off the screen, Mathern now in the left wing. Mathern off another screen, pull-up jumper, good. Just inside the right wing, the three-point line. Actually, his back foot looked like it was on the three-point line. And it's now 6-2, Edgley Cullen Montpelier. Hansen feeds Schmidt, bobbles the pass, gets it back though. Schmitty looking to get into Beast, instead gets it to Meal up top. Meal drives in, stops his dribble and throws it away. Turns it over right into the lap of Chase Ensie. Rebels lead 6-2 with the ball, 4:25 to go. Hansen dribbles inside the three-point line, gets it back to Mathern. Mathern navigating around the defense, stops, pulls up, good. Cale Mathern was looking to pass, but as he put the brakes on, saw nobody open, he popped for a 16-foot jumper, and it's now 8-2. Edgley Cullen Montpelier, timeout taken by OHS, 4:15 to go in the opening quarter. Sanford Clinic Oaks strives to provide the highest quality and most progressive health care in the region. For your convenience, the Oaks office is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. With several years of dedication to the Oaks area, Drs. Roop and Vanny Nagala, along with Dr. Tara Mertz-Hack, welcome the chance to serve your health care needs as Sanford Health Physicians. To make an appointment, please call 742-3267. Sanford Health, dedicated to the work of health and healing.
One size fits all. That may be right for an adjustable belt or cheap sunglasses, but when it comes to your financial needs, no one wants a one size fits all strategy. Hi, I'm Andrew Delabar, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. My most important goals are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs so I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me today at 701-742-3552. Knowing you, that's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Edgley Cullen Montpelier up 6. Oaks with the ball moving left to right across your radio dial. Meal fires into Dalton Schmidt, who got away with a push, but they do get him for a foul. And Schmitty picks up the personal in a turnover. Offensive woes continue for the Tornadoes. Shots have not been falling. And they trail 8-2. Mather, another pull-up jumper just north of the free throw line. No good, but an offensive rebound collected by Jorgen Paulson, who's into the game for the first time tonight. Keeps the possession of alive. Huber has it. Dribbles. Throws it to the opposite floor now for Madke. Madke off a screen. Pick and roll to Paulson. Paulson misses the runner. Rebound going to be snagged by Paulson, and he tips it back out to Ensie in a fresh new shot clock for Edgley Cullen Montpelier. Mathern catch and shoot three. No, too strong. And Alex Mugley back into the game for OHS. Pulls down the board. So EKM had their chances that possession. Nothing to show. Mugley hesitates. Drives underneath the hoop. Stops. Floats. No good. Rebound ripped away by Mathern. Mathern pushing the pace. Up ahead, Huber. Huber spins off Hansen. Draws contact. Misses the shot, but draws a foul as well and heads to the line. That'll be a personal going against Steele Hansen. And now Huber to the charity stripe. First one, good. Edgley Cullen Montpelier comes into tonight, averaging 62, almost 63 points per game. Huber adds a couple at the line here to make it a 10-2 start for EKM. Meal. Off a screen, gets it back out to Schmidt, who finds Mugley on the right wing. Mugley dribbles to the free throw line, stops, gets it back to Schmidt. Schmidt throws it away. Mugley lost where the ball was, and it's going to roll out of bounds. And an Oaks turnover gives the ball back to the Rebels with 2:57 to go. Garrett Meal frustrated with his head coach, looked like Coach Peterson. They kind of looked back and forth at each other. Garrett was saying, I don't know what to do then if you're telling me what to do here. But, well, either way, left side, it's Madke. Feeds up top between the circles. Huber dribbling to his right, gets to Mathern on the wing. Mathern, pick and roll, turned over. Nice play by Davey Schmitz to jump in front of the pass. Outlet pass to Garrett Meal, all the way to the hoop, and Garrett Meal splits the defense and lays one off the window. And it's now 10-4, Oaks trailing. 2:25 to go. Dalton Nelson set to check in at the next stoppage. Off a screen, Huber down the lane, or I should say down the baseline. And he got the seal and lays one off the window. And it's now 12-4. Alex Huber with 4 points. Steele Hansen off the dribble, rises for a three and connects. Boy, tough shot. Steele had a hand in his face, rose above it, drains the three, and Oaks now trails by 5 with 2 minutes to go in our first quarter. Mathern has it, curls down the lane, stops, pops again, and that is his game. Another mid-range jumper, this time just from 7 feet out or so, and Cale Mathern and EKM has doubled up Oaks thus far, 14-7. Right of the circle at Schmitty, dribbling to his right, feeds back up top for Mugley. Mugley will now drift left and reset. 18 to shoot, 1:32 to play in our first quarter. Mugley picks up the dribble, fires inside to Meal, who gives to Mugley running down the lane. And as he was trying to collect the pass, he's fouled from behind by Emsi. Subs coming in on both sides. We'll see Paxton Mathern into the game for EKM, as well as Adam Nitschke. And Dalton Nelson takes the spot of Dalton Schmidt for OHS. Meal inbounds, left baseline, fires out, pass, intercepted. Paxton Mathern making an impact right into the ball game. Comes away with a steal, and now he's got it up top. Now to Cale Mathern. Cale has 6 points so far to lead all scorers as we have 1:13 to go in the first quarter. Off the screen, it's Paxton Mathern. Up top, Jorgen Paulson. Caught in the air, fires out to the corner. Alex Huber puts up a three, and Alex Huber connects. 17-7. Edgley Cullen Montpelier has the lead for the first 7 minutes. Nice find underneath from Meal to Nelson, who kicks out to an open three for Mugley. No good. Rebound to Paxton Mathern. Running is Alex Huber now as he catches. Huber somehow navigates his way down the lane and floats one in. It is 19-7. Edgley Cullen Montpelier. 40 seconds left. Hansen spins. He'll try. Draws the contact. Can't hit the shot, but heads to the line for two. After the foul. At the personal call, that one's going to go against, did they say 24 or 34? Yep, 24. It's going to be Alex Huber. Third team foul as Steele Hansen hits the first. Well, I was going to say for Keys of the Game earlier tonight, Keys of the Game brought to you by Mertz Lumber and Supply of Ellendale and Oaks. He's got a fine scoring outside of Steele and Garrett. And right now, as Hansen hits the second free throw, all 9 points belong to Hansen and Meal. As there's 31 seconds left in the first, about a half-second differential between game and shot clock. Paxton Mathern rises for three, no. Offensive rebound snagged by Nitschke, who goes up with it, uses the window, and Nitschke has his first points off the bench. EKM back up by 10. 14 seconds to go. Meal going to drive down the lane. Can't hit the scoop shot. Falls off to Nitschke. 8 seconds to go. Nitschke going to bring it up. Nitschke into the front court. Kicks to the corner. Huber left open. Three. No. And the rebound collected by Oaks. Hansen going to get a shot off from 3/4 quarters court and nearly hit it. Hit off the backboard and fell off the front of the rim. And Oaks could have used that right there. 21-9. EKM the lead after a quarter of play. Oaks will reset, looking for a little more consistency on offense and looking for stops on defense. It's been an ugly start on both sides of the ball. As we head to quarter number two, Oaks trailing by 12.
James Valley Grain takes pride in supporting our great community and our students. Whether you are in the classroom, on the basketball court, the wrestling mat, or volunteering at local events, teamwork is how we achieve success. At James Valley Grain, our whole team is dedicated in providing you the best customer service for all your marketing and trucking needs. Ask about our new grain marketing tools. Our door is always open, and you can give us a call at one of our three locations. James Valley Grain of Berlin, Oaks, and Verona wishes all producers, students, and athletes a successful year.
The Tornado is KDDR-AM 1220 Oaks, translated on 95.9 FM K240CJ.
Quarter number two is coming up on the docket. Edgley Colomine Pelier leads 21-9 as we resume play. A Sauerwein with you from OHS. Cale Mathern dribbles in, cut off by Beast. Nice defense from the big guy. Ball comes back out towards the top. Paxton Mathern dribbles in. He is blocked. It is swatted out of bounds by Beast, and that'll stay with EKM. 17 seconds to shoot. Rebels beat Oaks in pretty much every category in that opening quarter. Inbounds pass turned over. Steele Hansen has it. Hansen looking to push. Gets it to Meal. Right angle drive. Meal fouled as he hits the deck. Could not finish off the play, but Garrett heads to the line for a pair of free throws. Jorgen Paulson going to pick up the personal. So EKM, they have nine guys listed on the varsity roster as Garrett Meal misses the first. And really, it's like eight of nine guys play. It's a pretty thin varsity roster. Like I said, the guys they have, Coach Stobel utilizes them, and he utilizes them well. Meal hits the second free throw. Oaks now trailing by 11, 7:27 to go in our second quarter. Baseline, Nitschke fires out. Extra pass comes left wing. Good defense by Meal to cut off Hansen. Ball comes back out. Mathern, Cale Mathern now. Another mid-range two, 16 feet out, no good. Schmidt collects the rebound. Great vision ahead. Alex Mugley missed the shot. There's Steele to collect it. Steele, Hansen was blocked by Paulson. That is tremendous transition defense from the Edgley Colomine Pelier Rebels. And they bring the ball into their front court now, up 21-10 on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Nitschke in the middle of the zone, dribbles out and kicks out to Hansen. Hansen's pass kicked away and nearly turned over. Instead, ball comes into the near corner. Cale Mathern goes reverse, layup good. Cale Mathern. He's got 8 points right now, and he gives Edgley Colomine Pelier a 23-10 advantage. Hansen hops his way into the lane, adjusts to the contact, and bangs one off the window for two. Nice job by Steele utilizing the pro hop. And Steele Hansen now swipes the ball out of the hands of Paulson, but unfortunately for Steele, that ball hit the baseline, and it'll stay with Edgley. Dalton Mabke subs back in for the Rebels. He takes the spot of Paulson. 6:22 to go. Mabke catches left wing. Fires up top to Huber, who is nearly fouled by Mugley. Into the corner. Three ball on the way for Jace Hansen. Another miss, but another offensive rebound for Nitschke. He was blocked in the way up. Wanted a foul. Not going to get it. Meal the other way. Drives. Seals off the defense. Kick to Dalton Schmidt, who misses an open three. It's out of bounds. Last touched by Nitschke and the Rebels. So Dalton Schmidt getting the start tonight. Has not been finding his groove thus far. I believe he's 0-3 at this point. As Neal inbounds left baseline. Gets it into the corner for Hansen. Fires inside to Schmidt. Schmidt had a little too much momentum drifting towards the baseline. And he was bailed out with a foul. All right. Thought he was going to be out of bounds. But they'll get the personal foul against Alex Huber. And that'll be number two against Huber. 23-12, Edgley the lead on Oaks. 6 minutes to go in the second. Mugley, as he stopped, nearly slipped, but he's still able to keep a possession. Puts up the shot, no good, and there's Ashton Biesterfeld to clean things up. Beast is coming off a season-high 17 points in the Tornadoes' win over South Border on Tuuesday. That game went 79-51. Cale Mathern has the ball stripped from behind. Nice play made by Meal. Poked it away right to the hands of Steele Hansen. Now Steele, hands off back for Garrett. Neal top of the key, fires to Biesterfeld, right elbow. He'll swing right for Hansen. Hansen off the screen, thought about a three, instead will keep it and get it to Dalton Schmidt. Dalton Schmidt kicks into the corner. Neal has it now. 11 to shoot, into Beast. Beast in the right block, was blocked on the way up, but Beast heads to the line as there was a foul called. And that should be going against Chase Ensi. And that'll be number two against the 6'6 junior forward. Biesterfeld to the line. Beast misses the first. So far tonight, Oaks is 3 of 5 at the line. Beast makes it 4 of 6 as he hits the second. It is Edgley 23, Oaks 15. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to go, second quarter. Cale Mathern has it on the wing. Mathern pump fakes the pass into the corner and instead swings up top for Madke, who fires inside Huber. Huber fouled from behind, missed the runner, but Huber heads to the line. Second trip to the free throw line for Alex Huber. Ashton Biesterfeld got called for the foul from behind, pushing him towards the basket, as Huber doesn't get the roll on the first. Oaks at least has started the second quarter, as it's now 24-15. Huber hits the second. Oaks has begun this quarter on a 6-3 run, as Schmidt going to try his hand again. Just cannot buy a three as it spins off the rim. Ball back to the Rebels. 4:45 to go, quarter number two. Cale Mathern on the wing, feeds back up top as EKM works against the zone. Mathern catches again. Had a hand in his face, going to miss the three. Mugley could not collect the rebound. He lost it to Madke. And now Madke and the Rebels reset. Been a tough go so far for Alex Mugley. Fires out to Cale Mathern. Down the baseline, Mathern lost it. I don't think it was ever touched by Oaks, and it wasn't. That's a turnover as the ball rolls out of bounds. Davey Schmidt's going to sub in for Dalton Schmidt with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to go in the second quarter. Oaks trailing by 9. Have the deficit back to single digits. Hansen up top, fires to the wing for Biesterfeld. Biesterfeld going to put it on the deck all the way to the rack, Ashton Biesterfeld. Beast has now scored the last 5 for OHS. You don't see Beast doing that all that often. He's usually a guy that'll post up, but Beast being proactive here. Mugley trying to be proactive and missed a steal, trying to jump in front of the pass. Instead, missing baseline was Nitschke. Blocked was Mathern on an offensive putback. Up ahead to Schmidt. Now Hansen. Hansen splits the defense and flips one home. A great sequence for OHS, and that's going to lead to a Rebels timeout. 24-19, Oaks has cut into this lead. They are on a 10-3 run with 3:46 to go in quarter number two.
Quilt and Sew in Oaks, truly a quilter's dream. Offering everything a sewer and quilter would need. Beautiful fabrics and all the quilting supplies and notions you need. Right now, all fabric that is red, white, or pink is 20% off for Valentine's Day. They invite you to join them at the Bear Creek Lodge for a retreat February 21st through the 23rd. Space is limited. For more details, call 742-2642. Always something new at Quilt and Sew in Oaks, where beautiful things come together one stitch at a time. Located on Main Avenue in Oaks.
Oaks Truck and Trailer is your local truck and trailer tire dealer. They have ASC certified mechanics offering truck alignments, diesel, truck and engine repairs, full service trailer repairs, clutch brakes and transmissions, engine overhauls, hydraulic systems, diagnostic computers. They're also a full line part supplier for diesel trucks and trailers, along with service calls and towing available 24/7. Oaks Truck and Trailer, it's where customers are their first and only priority.
Well, Oaks on a run right now. The second quarter has flip-flopped the game, and the Tornadoes trail by just 5 after being down 12 at the end of one. Coming out of the EKM timeout, Nitschke's got it left wing. Oaks just had a great defensive series a moment ago. On the baseline catching, Huber puts it on the deck and got the positioning against Ashton Biesterfeld, and Alex Huber hits the basket, 26-19. Davey Schmidt's an open three, airballed it, too strong. I doubt that is the look that Coach Peterson wanted. Well, Schmidt's had some room, but I think it was more early in the shot clock as Peterson kind of just tilted his head. I don't think he loved it there so early in the shot clock. Another backdoor cut, Alex Huber off the glass again. Two consecutive plays where Huber has just slipped behind the defense on the baseline, and Huber's got 4 in a row, again getting the lead to 28-19. Steele Hansen misses the three. Garrett Meal tracks down the rebound, or at least a battle for it. And a late call by the ref, and they'll say it stays with Oaks. New shot clock, or close to. 32 seconds on the shot clock. 2:52 on the game clock. Mugley on the left wing. He's been held scoreless for a while now as he fires into Garrett Meal, who catches, leaning to his left, puts up the jumper, and it's good. Back to a 7-point game. Nice find from Alex Mugley. Whipped one into the middle of the paint, and Garrett Meal, just slightly leaning to his left, knocks down the jumper. Hansen skips one to the left wing. Nitschke catch and shoot three. No. Hansen collects the rebound. Fires ahead to Meal. Meal spins his way to the back, or into the front court, rather. Hansen, now Mugley. 2:15 to go. It's Edgley 28, Oaks 21. Hansen giving some room on the right wing, a little stutter. He will now put up the three. Instead, ball works into the corner. Mugley rises for three, a tad too strong. Nice rebound, Meal. Meal puts it up, off the window and good. Great play, Garrett Meal. Physical on the block. Collects the rebound, hits the shot. It's now 28-23 on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Under 2 minutes to play. Up top, it's Madke. Nitschke now on the wing. Back to Madke, top of the key. Fires inside Huber. One dribble. Puts up the jumper. It's good. Huber created just enough separation with just a tiny bit of a fadeaway. Can't really even classify it as a true fade, but he had just enough. Mugley in the corner. Mugley blows past a defender, and that'll be a charge taken by Dalton Madke. And a turnover. Mugley picks up his first foul. And the team's fifth. As Schmitty gonna sub out for Muggs. By the way, tip of the cap to Alex Mugley. He came into the game tonight wearing an all gray suit. Dapper. That is one dapper son of a gun. 1:20 to go. First half, EKM up 7. Again at the free throw line, just settling inside the zone is Alex Huber. He turns, faces up the basket, and knocks down the jumper. 32-23. Schmitz fires into the post. Beast. Beast tries to go through. Are we going to get a travel out of that or a held ball? It'll be a held ball. Great defense from, I think it was Nitschke, got the block and just kind of pinned the ball against Beast's hand, and it was either going to be a travel or a change of the possession arrow. Possession stays with Oaks, though. Dalton Nelson subs into the game for Davey Schmitz. And Nelson inbound left baseline. All the Tornadoes are already starting to run their inbound play, and the ref was still holding onto the ball. And they got to reset everything. And I think now Edgley knows what they're doing. Nelson's pass was batted at the baseline and knocked out of bounds by Huber. So we'll do it all over again. Nelson, oh boy, Garrett Meal was late to break off a screen. He catches and fires from the right wing, missed the three. And the rebound collected by Huber. 55 seconds to go in the first half. Edgley 32, Oaks 23 on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Huber fires, short corner. Mathern fouled on the way up. And Cale Mathern heads to the line. Dalton Nelson got him on the hand and or wrist. And Nelson picks up foul number one. Both teams with six now. As Mathern's first free throw left short. Muggs back into the game. Second free throw, good. Mathern drops the second in. He goes 1 of 2. It's now a 10-point advantage for EKM on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Nelson catches in the corner. Double team faces him up. Somehow gets it out to Meal. Meal the floater, left it short. Hansen collects. Second differential between game and shot clock. 30 seconds to go in the opening half. Edgley up by 10 on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Right of the circle, it's Dalton Madke. And he wisely dribbles it back towards the timeline, and he'll be content with draining the clock away. Holding for the last shot, or close to. Hansen gets away from Meal. Hansen now fires to Madke, who now puts up the open three. Missed off the heel. Nitschke battles for the rebound, and he gathers in the corner. 3 seconds to go. Mathern rises for three, and he banked it in. How did he hit that off the backboard? My goodness. Cale Mathern was right in front of me, almost into the corner, and he somehow, on a very tough angle, just banked home a three to end the first half. Wow. We have played a half of basketball. It is Edgley 36, Oaks 23. And we'll head to break. The halftime show brought to you by Oaks Truck and Trailer. They have ASC certified mechanics on staff offering diesel, truck, and engine repairs. That's Oaks Truck and Trailer, 742-3342. Halftime show coming up. We'll be back in a little bit to give you the first half box scores and give you other scheduling updates from across the state of North Dakota tonight across Class B hoops here on the Tornado.
Oaks Truck and Trailer is your local truck and trailer tire dealer. They have ASC certified mechanics offering truck alignments, diesel, truck and engine repairs, full service trailer repairs, clutch brakes and transmissions, engine overhauls, hydraulic systems, diagnostic computers. They're also a full line part supplier for diesel trucks and trailers, along with service calls and towing available 24/7. Oaks Truck and Trailer, it's where customers are their first and only priority.
As you're getting your planting equipment ready for next spring, don't forget about Gramlow LTD of Fullerton. They can help you get your meters ready, providing you with new opener blades to make sure your seed trench is cut perfectly. Upgrade your fertilizer system and get your tracks set to eliminate your pinch row compaction. Give the guys at Gramlow LTD in Fullerton a call today, 375-6330, or visit their website, gramlowltd.com. Gramlow LTD, helping growers get the most of their corn planting equipment.
First State Bank of North Dakota has changed its name to Bank North, but that's the only difference you'll see. We've always been here for our communities. We've always been here for generations of families. Always here, through thick and thin, for farmers, ranchers, and businesses. And always true to our core values of honesty, loyalty, and integrity. None of that will ever change. Bank North. New name, but values-based banking remains the same. Member FDIC and proud supporter of our communities.
Farmers work hard all season to grow the best crops possible. And when it comes to selling it, they want the best price and the best service. Columbia Grain in Oaks provides competitive grain prices and grain marketing opportunities. Whether it's corn, beans, wheat, fertilizer, edibles, or organics, we can help you with the strategies that best suit you. We are just a phone call or text away. Grain bids are available by text or email. Please call Abby, Dustin, or Tiffany at Columbia Grain, 742-2982. The struggle you're in today is developing the strength you need for tomorrow.
It's JQ Clothing Company's winter clearance sale. They're needing to make room for the new arrivals. Stop in for the great sales. All clothing, footwear, hats, scarves, and gloves are 40% off. And right now is a perfect opportunity to redeem those gift cards. Service and support is what you'll find when you do business with Computer Express in Oaks. They do it all, on-site and remote service, provide new and used computers and more. Call 742-2632. JQ Clothing Company and Computer Express have great deals for you. Come home to Oaks Family Pharmacy, where they treat you like family. With great knowledge and customer service, the staff is committed to making your prescription, health, and gift needs as simple as possible. There's still time to get your shingles and flu shots. Stop anytime during business hours. Check out their sales of the month. Dulcim Adult and Children's Cough Medicine, just $10.99. Selected Tums, $4.49. Good Sense Cough Drops, just 99 cents, and so much more. Oaks Family Pharmacy, 742-2118. Overnight forecast from Ag Central meteorologist Mick Kerr. Mostly cloudy skies with a light breeze, and once again, fog is likely. The low will be near 10 above. Saturday, morning clouds and fog, then decreasing clouds into the afternoon, highs in the low to mid-20s. Sunday and into next week, mostly cloudy skies, continued mild temps with no storms, but morning fog will be back. For more weather anytime, log on to NewsDakota.com.
Hey all you hunters, anglers, and weekend outdoor warriors, I'm Nick Simonson, inviting you to tune in to The Weekender's Edge, where you'll get the latest conditions, news, tips, and happenings to help you make the most of the three best days of the week. Tune in every Thursday and Friday at 10:40 a.m. and 4:40 p.m. to get the edge on the game and fish that you pursue in North Dakota and beyond. And don't forget to tune into my segment, Our Outdoors, now part of Super Sports Saturday.
Dakota Edge Weekender and Our Outdoors on KDDR, The Tornado.
Mm-hmm. Frustration for the Oaks Tornadoes boys basketball team as they find themselves on the trailing end of a 36-23 score against the Edgley Column Montpelier Rebels. Hey, Sommerwine with you here at the halftime show brought to you by Oaks Truck and Trailer. Let's go over the first half scores. For EKM, they were led by Alex Huber. He was scoring many ways. Backdoor cuts, just sitting in the middle of a zone at the free throw line. He hit a three. Mid-range J's at the hoop. I mean, he was doing just about everything you could ask a basketball player to do, and he did it extremely well. He finished with 18 first half points to lead all scorers. Cale Mathern was second. He ended up with 12 points, and he found his home in the mid-range area. Didn't matter what side of the floor either. He was trigger happy. As long as he was inside the three-point line, he finished the first half with 12. Jace Hansen had 4 points. Adam Nitschke had two. For Oaks, my key to the game was got to find scorers outside of Steele and Garrett. They haven't really done that. Hansen's got 11 points to lead the Tornadoes. Meal has 7. And Beast has 5, and that's it. Just 3 scorers for the Oaks Tornadoes in the first half. And that is a large reason why they trail by 13. Schmitty and Davey Schmitz, they struggled from the field, as did Alex Mugley. And Dalton Nelson, I believe, even had a shot underneath too. So got to find scoring from someone not named Meal, Hansen, or Biesterfeld as the Oaks Tornadoes trail 36-23. We'll send it back to break, and we'll get you a schedule update of what's going on across the state of North Dakota at Class B right after this.
Hi, this is Tanya Wald with First Community Credit Union to let you know what CASASA is all about. It is a free checking account like no other. It pays you cash rewards each month. Yes, you heard right, free cash rewards. Stop by and visit us at First Community Credit Union in Oaks, Napoleon, or Wishon. CASASA, free checking that pays, insured by NCUA. Qualifying rules apply. See us for details.
As we begin a promising new year, Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks thanks you for your patronage and support. They're proud to be part of the surrounding communities and look forward to serving you in 2020. Large project or small, tools or supplies, stop in and see the friendly staff for all your building needs. Here's wishing you a safe and prosperous year from Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks, where you can expect hometown hospitality with uptown expertise.
Back here at halftime, Edgley leads Oaks 36-23. Let's get to some other games tonight. The Ellendale Cardinals host Lamore Litchville Marion. Ellendale actually lost to Edgley earlier this season, so this district, it's pretty good. Despite the district not having a top 10 team right now in the latest poll, they've got consistency. I mean, they probably have, 3 to 4 teams that I would say have a real shot at A, winning the district and making a run into regions, maybe 2 to 3. Depends on who you are. But LLM, they take on the Ellendale Cardinals tonight. Carrington, I saw, lost at Velva. The Cardinals now drop to 1-10 overall on the season. Tough go for the Carrington Cardinals. Other games, at least in the area, Sargent Central takes on Milner North Sargent. And, I forgot one other district team, Barnes County North. They travel to Napoleon to take on Napoleon Gackle Streeter. Enderlin, the third-ranked team in the state, they host Northern Cass. That should be a decent matchup just up the road from us. Lisbon travels to Kindred. Maple Valley is at Hankinson. And then we got a really good top 10 matchup in boys basketball tonight. 4 wins, Minnewaukin hosting Hillsborough Central Valley. The Burrows just lost, it was their last time out, actually. The Burrows were upset by Cavalier 68-57. And their reward, they get to turn around and face an 8-0 first-ranked four wins Minnewaukan club. Yeah, there's your prize. So that should be a good game tonight in the top 10 of the Class B poll. All right, we're ready to roll. Second half is underway. Edgley wearing the all-black uniforms start with the ball in this third quarter and start with a 13-point lead. Huber to Cale Mather to the corner for Madke. Faced up by Hansen. Kind of a slow-developing first possession. Jace Hansen catches, rises for three, misses. Garrett Meal has it for Oaks. Neal scanning the floor as he brings it up, fakes the handoff, drives underneath the basket, trying to flip it back to Steele. He does after it was batted, and Steele Hansen adjusted the contact and hits one off the window for two. Steele stayed with the batted pass, and he pulls Oaks back within 11. Madke up top, now to the right side for Mathern, fakes the pass right, misses the three badly. An almost surprised Beast as Beast was able to collect it, but a bad pass from Hansen to Meal is going to result in a turnover. Hansen led Alex Mugley a bit too far. Ball back to Edgley, 36-25. Rebels on top, throwing this one away was Madke. Saved in the front court by Mather, and he tried to toss one back to the middle of the floor, but it's turned over and picked off by Steele Hansen. And Steele Hansen runs all the way in, and Hansen's got all 4 points for Oaks in this third quarter. 9-point game. 6:40 to go, third quarter. NC from the elbow, fires out to Mather, who drives baseline, got Meal caught in the air, and Meal called for the foul. That's going to be Garrett's second personal foul. Nobody on either side right now really in foul trouble halfway through this game. Mather at the line. He went 1 of 2 his first time. Hits his first. You have Chase Ensie and Huber with 2 personal fouls for Edgley, and Garrett Meal is the only Tornado with a couple personals. Mathern, a perfect 2 of 2 at the line. Gets the lead back to double digits at 38-27. Meal looking to get it back to single digits, misses the runner. Quick possession, one shot, and Cale Mather now goes coast to coast, and an offensive foul. Charge taken by Garrett Meal. Mathern had one idea, and that was going coast to coast. He was sprinting and ran into Meal. And Garrett draws the charge. That'll be Cale Mathern's first foul and the team's first of this third quarter. Hansen into the front court, skips left for Alex Mugley. Mugley given a lot of room. He's been cold from outside the arc. Now to Beast, now to Dalton Schmidt. Garrett Meal catches inside the arc. Navigating across the free throw line, kicks to Mugley, drives baseline, fires to the near side corner after a deflection. Schmidt to Beast, back up top Meal, 12 to shoot. Now Hansen works to the free throw line. He's cut off. He gets it back to Garrett Meal. Meal underneath the basket, double team comes, somehow fires out to Mugley, who pops a deep three, misses. There's an offensive rebound for Ashton Biesterfeld. Out to Schmidt. Dalton Schmidt rises for three, no. Mugley, an offensive rebound, has it knocked away. Nice play made by Alex Huber from his backside. Swatted the ball out of Mugley's hands. And on the other end, Huber fouled underneath the basket, heads to the line. What a sequence of events. Steele Hansen picks up the foul. That'll be number 2 against him. And the shooting woes continue for Oaks. Huber misses the first free throw. Yeah, Schmidty and Mugley right now, man, what are they combined? Probably 0 of 8, 0 of 9 from outside three-point land. Second free throw good for Huber. 39-27. Hansen called for an offensive foul on the drive. Extended that right arm, and it's back-to-back fouls now for Steele. I'm going to call him Steve almost. For Steele. And that'll be number 3 against him, and he'll head to the bench. Nelson checks in, so you have Schmitz, Beast, Muggs, Meal, and Dalton Nelson on the floor. Ashton Biesterfeld jumps in front of the pass and tips it out of bounds. Ball stays with Edgley, 5 minutes and 13 seconds to go in the third. Rebels 39, Oaks 27. Mathern bounces up top Madke. He'll swing right, open three, Jace Hansen, missed. Rebound for Huber. He looked like he just lost it on the way up. I don't think anybody really swatted it out of his hands, and that's out of bounds. Ball to Oaks. 5 minutes to go, Oaks trailing by 12. Neal has it, gonna attack Mathern. Mathern strips it away, another turnover for OHS. Jace Hansen brings it into the front court, nearly fouled by Neal from behind, but he gets the pass off to Madke. Madke now swings to the right wing for Mathern. Bounces to Huber, to Mathern. Lobs inside to Chase Ensie, fires back out. Alex Huber the three, and a great rebound by Beast. Nearly went over his head, and Ashton Biesterfeld snagged it with the fingertips. And Oaks controls. Trailing by 12 on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Ball is poked out of bounds by Mathern, and it stays with Oaks. Paxton Mathern and Adam Nitschke into the game for the Rebels. Mugley gets the ball to Meal. Meal going to work off a screen. Pops for two, and it's good from 13 feet out. Here at Meal, cuts the lead to 10, about halfway through this third quarter. Left of the circle, it's Mathern. Paxton Mathern fires into Nitschke, comes back out to Madke. Right wing now, Jace Hansen. Drives past Mugley, fires out to the wing. Three ball on the way, it's good, Cale Mathern. Cale's got a pair of three-pointers tonight, and Edgley extends the lead. It's 42-29. Meal off a screen, 17-foot jumper, no. Rebound, eventually controlled by Huber. Right side, Paxton Mathern. Fires left to the wing for Hansen. Another extra pass into the corner. Mathern trying another three, that's Cale, he's off the mark. Oaks on the run, Meal has it poked away again from behind by Cale Mathern. And for the most part tonight, that Mathern versus Meal matchup, Cale's been winning it. Right side Hansen, feeds it up top to Paxton Mathern, bounces in the middle for Huber, nice find underneath, and up with it, Nitschke, blocked and fouled from behind. Dalton Nelson picks up the personal. Clock stops with 3:03 to go in this third quarter. It is Edgley 42, Oaks 29. Nitschke misses the first at the line. .303 to go. And Nitschke misses both of them, and Meal and Nelson collided going for the rebound. It's out of bounds, and Edgley will take over. Media timeout, 3:01 to play in quarter number three. It is Edgley Cullen Montpelier 42, Oaks 29. You're listening to Tornadoes Basketball here on KDDR.
As we begin a promising new year, Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks thanks you for your patronage and support. They're proud to be part of the surrounding communities and look forward to serving you in 2020. Large project or small, tools or supplies, stop in and see the friendly staff for all your building needs. Here's wishing you a safe and prosperous year from Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks, where you can expect hometown hospitality with uptown expertise.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Terrace 50 White has a great supply of Russell Stover candy, from individual caramel hearts, mini boxes, and full-size boxes. Remind that special someone in your life how much you love them with the gift of chocolate. Terrace 50 White also has that perfect Hallmark card for your sweetheart, and as a reminder, when you buy four cards, the fifth one is free. Stop by Terrace 50 White Pharmacy at 610 Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-3824.
Oh. OHS trailing 42-29 and just gave away a possession as Meal trying to grab the rebound, and as he brought it down, he just hit Dalton Nelson, but Edgley gives it right back on a turnover. Hanson races the length of the floor. Hanson scoops one home, no good. Ball kept in bounds. Cale Mathern somehow kept it in and lost it again. Picks up his dribble, and now Mathern brings it into the front court. Swings right for Paxton Mathern. 2:35 to go. Oaks started this third quarter on a quick 4-0 spurt, but they've been pretty quiet since. Nitschke catches left wing. Fires up top. Mathern, top of the key, three, good. Cale Mathern heating up in the second half. He has 8 points in the third quarter alone, and the lead is up to 44-29. Hanson going to go down the lane, creates some separation, misses the leaner, left it short. Cale Mathern the board, ahead to Huber. Huber's pass is deflected back to Mathern. Mathern collects though, gets it underneath Huber. Huber missed the layup short. Had an open look, and that'll be a foul called as Meal started to outrace the pack. Jorgen Paulson called for the contact. Just the team's second foul with a 1:54 to go in the third. It's Edgley calling Montpelier 44, Oaks 29. Chase Ensi subs in for the Rebels. Back in for Oaks is Davey Schmitz, Dalton Schmidt, and Ashton Biesterfeld. Hanson up top, swings it right to Biesterfeld. Beast dribbling, picks it up, pass inside, turned over. Chase Ensi, and Ensi nearly elbowed Meal in the chin. And I think Meal right now is kind of swiping at that eye. Hopefully Garrett's all right. As the ball caught in the right wing now for Edgley by Nitschke. Ball works to the opposite side for Paxton Mathern. Back to Nitschke. A lot of passing going on here, Chase Ensi, and that's why you pass. Fires out to the wing. It's an open three, and a good one at that for Adam Nitschke. 47-29. This one has gotten out of hand for the Oaks Tornadoes. Meal just outside the lane, drives, gets some separation, missed the layup. Biesterfeld putting in work, misses the offensive putback. Beast was surrounded by five black jerseys and nearly came up with a second rebound in a row, but he was out-dueled, and Jace Hanson collects for the Rebels. 50 seconds to go, 18-point lead for the EKM Rebels. Nitschke right wing. He'll shovel it left to Hanson. Now to Paxton. Ball comes back to the right wing for Nitschke. Seven to shoot. Separation. Paxton Mathern jacks a three, and it's good. Shot clock is off. It is a 50-29 Edgley Cullum Montpelier lead. Garrett Meal catch and shoot three. No good. Missed it short. Hanson collected a rebound, but that back foot stepped on the baseline. Edgley ball. This third quarter has been atrocious for OHS. They've been outscored now 14-6. 11 seconds to go still. Rebels going to get one last look at it. EKM, all they're doing right now is working it around the perimeter and creating separation against the zone. Nitschke with 2 seconds. Fires back up top between the circles. Deep three, Madke missed it. And we go to the fourth quarter. All Edgley Cullum Montpelier. They are up by 21 after three. Oaks going to try and put in some momentum heading into this fourth and final quarter.
A remodel, addition, or new construction is a lot like a puzzle. You look at the shapes, the colors, and what you envision as a finished work of art. And now, with special pricing on Showplace Cabinetry, Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor in Oaks can help you worry about one less piece of the puzzle. They will fit you with American-made cabinetry that is diverse and adaptable to your unique style. Every single piece is backed for a lifetime. Still juggling ideas in your mind? Make a puzzle, a masterpiece, at Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor, 2 miles south of Oaks.
Gear up for the new year at Braska's Hardware Hank and Oaks. Many great deals to start off the new year. 4-pack Duracell batteries, $4.49. Snow roof rake, $49.99. A great deal on Essex air humidifiers, just $129.99. And replacement filters, $3 off, along with Fight LED light bulbs. Save big on great deals at your local hardware store. Braska's Hardware Hank in Oaks, 742-2034.
Back at it here in the fourth and final quarter. Edsley Cullen Montpelier up 50-29. Hansen will rise for three, gets the roll. Left it a little short, but a friendly iron. And it's now 50-32 after Steele Hansen hits the three. Ace Sauerwein with you from OHS. It's been all Edgley in the second half. They lead 50-32 now on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Beast bats the pass right back to Paulson. Paulson drives in, stripped, but somehow got it to Chase Ensie. And Ensie, with a kiss off the window, drops one in for two, and it's a 20-point Edgley lead. Hansen has it in, Meal has it in front of his bench. Now Hansen, now back to Meal. Finds a cutting Schmidt down the lane. Dalton still held scoreless. A lot of contact. It was a tough shot, and Dalton Schmidt could not hit the runner. Dalton Madke. He'll swing right for Jace Hansen in front of his own bench. Hansen back to Madke near the half court line. 6:50 to go. Edgley 52, Oaks 32. Pro hopping his way into the lane. Hansen fires out Paulson. Paulson a baseline drive. Missed the layup. And Chase Ensie there to collect it and put it back in. It is four straight points now for Ensie. And a 54-32 lead. Meal at the free throw line. Back out Hansen, works off of Meal's screen, and he'll shovel it to Davey Schmidt. To a cutting Schmidt. Back out to Meal, who drives down the lane. A lot of contact, missed the shot, no foul, gets it back, and on the second chance, Garrett Meal, this time, heads to the line. Clock stops with 6:22 to go. Meal hits the first. Meal now into double digits with 10 points. We'll see a new face into the ball game tonight. Carter Deering subs in for OHS. Garrett misses the second free throw. Rebound tapped out right through his hands, and it's scooped up at the half court line by Madke. And Edgley. Jace Hansen left of the circle. Now Madke on the half court circle. Cale Mathern off the screen. Poked away from behind. Nice play made by Meal as he comes away with a steal. Under 6 minutes to play. Meal catches in the corner. Garrett spinning towards the baseline. Fires out Beast. Beast will rise for three. Ashton Biesterfeld. Yes, sir. Hits the three. Beast now with 8 points tonight. And it's 54-36. 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. On the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Pass is batted out of bounds by Schmitz and stays with Edgley with 20 to shoot. Coming up tomorrow on the Tornado, pretty much bright and early, we have wrestling coverage for you all day. As Lane Ensie misses the right-handed layup from the block. Meal stops, kicks out Deering. Carter Deering rises for three, and that's back-to-back trays now for the Oaks Tornadoes. Carter Deering, his first make tonight. And it's 54-39. 5:09 to play. Oaks going into a full court press or a half court press. They tried to trap Madke. Edgley gets it away though. Cale Mathern, another mid-range jumper, why not? 15 feet out, Mathern hits the shot. It's 56-39. Edgley Cullen Montpelier. Meal hesitates, drives, got through one defender, but was blocked by Ensie. And the ball to Edgley. Yeah, we've got wrestling all day tomorrow, folks. Rich Vogelai starts at about 9:30. And he's pretty much on all day for the Nick Storhaug Invitational from Lisbon. Right angle drive, Madke cut off on the baseline, fires back out to Huber. Huber jacks for three. No, but an offensive rebound on a long one at that. Ball comes back into Huber. poked out of bounds by Beast. It stays with Edgley with 4:18 to play and a timeout taken by Coach Stobel and the Rebels. 56-39, Edgley the lead. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Tornadoes Basketball on KDDR and on NewsDakota.com.
Come home to Oaks Family Pharmacy, where they treat you like family. With great knowledge and customer service, the staff is committed to making your prescription, health, and gift needs as simple as possible. There's still time to get your shingles and flu shots. Stop anytime during business hours. Check out their sales of the month. Dulcim Adult and Children's Cough Medicine, just $10.99. Selected Tums, $4.49. Good Sense Cough Drops, just 99 cents, and so much more. Oaks Family Pharmacy, 742-2118.
Did you know that Economy Oil in Oaks is your locally owned bulk distributor? Did you know that Economy Oil provides great quality products and their customer service is their top priority? Economy Oil in Oaks is the place to go for all your gas and diesel needs. Whether it's on the farm delivery or heating fuel for your home, they're ready to assist you. Stop by 1234 North 14th Street in Oaks or call 742-2231 or toll free 800-327-1558. That's Economy Oil in Oaks, your locally owned bulk distributor.
Oaks down 56-39. Inbounding from the left baseline is Nitschke, and they get it in, just beating the 5 seconds. Cale Mathern off the dribble, misses the jumper from the free throw line, comes off to Deering and Oaks. Ahead to Dalton Schmidt, who's back into the game. Schmidt stripped to the ball, collects, fires back out to Hansen. Hansen out to the lane. Hansen rises up with the right hand. Great athletic play. Steele Hansen hits the off-balance kind of skyhook leaning to his right. And that'll draw a timeout taken by Coach Peterson. And OHS will take a quick 30 as well. 56-41. OHS trailing.
Hi, this is Tanya Wald with First Community Credit Union to let you know what CASASA is all about. It is a free checking account like no other. It pays you cash rewards each month. Yes, you heard right, free cash rewards. Stop by and visit us at First Community Credit Union in Oaks, Napoleon, or Wishon. CASASA, free checking that pays, insured by NCUA. Qualifying rules apply. See us for details.
Well, off the Oaks timeout, the Tornadoes have at least gotten this lead down to 15, but still a long way to go with only 4 minutes to play. Carter Deering, active play on the defensive side, knocks the ball away from Huber. It goes out of bounds, and it stays with Edgley. 3:49 to play. Inbounding right baseline is Nitschke. Ball goes out to the perimeter, and Madke. Madke got his defender to leave his feet and said he'll swing right for Cale Mathern. Into the corner now for NC. Back to Mathern. Up top to Madke. 12 to shoot. NC catches in the corner. One dribble. Picks it up. Fires inside Huber. Got by Meal. And Huber, leaning to his left, hits one off the window. It's now 58-41. Edgley on the James Valley Green scoreboard. Hansen, nice find underneath. And Beast with the reverse layup. It's good. Ashton Biesterfeld. He's got 10 points. Third Tornado now into double-digit scoring. Carter Deering, another great play on defense. Very active on the defensive front is Deering. Gets in front of this pass and knocks it out of bounds as well. Madke to Mathern. Inside to Nitschke. Boy, and someone was left wide open in the corner, but Hansen, as he caught it, he did not pull the trigger. Instead, gets it out to Mathern. 13 to shoot. Edgley just doing a lot of passing on the perimeter, and that's why you create enough passing. You had a wide open Huber who missed the layup underneath. Oaks with the ball. Meal out to Deering. Deering looking for three, number two. No. He missed off the heel. It comes off to Edgley. 2:35 to go. Oaks trailing by 15. On the elbow, Nitschke fakes the handoff and is knocked to the ground. And that'll be a foul going against Oaks and Garrett Meal. So next time out for the Oaks Tornadoes. They're going to drop to 6-4 unless they come away with a 15-point swing in the next 2.5 minutes, as missing the corner three, Jace Hansen. Oaks the ball. Meal pushing in the lane. Got through the defense, somehow missed the layup. Schmitty's put back. No, hit the bottom side of the rim. And here comes Huber, wide open to the lane. Huber hits the layup. Good job by Steele to even get back and contest the shot, but Huber hits another one as Steele Hansen. He almost traveled again as he dribbled in. Schmidt out to Hansen. Three ball, missed badly, airballed it. Out of bounds it goes. Edgley's ball with 1:53 to go. Oaks' next time out, they'll be at home on Tuesday. They welcome in Winemere Lidgerwood. We will have that call for you on Tuesday, right here on KDDR. Whistle's blowing, not sure what it was. Edgley just inbounded the ball. I don't know what it was. Carter Deering just got called for a... He got called for a T? He did. Boy, and Deering couldn't believe it. Had a very sarcastic smile and laugh. So did Dalton Nelson. And Garrett Meal right now is pleading his case, and Huber misses the first technical. I don't know what it was. Unless it did, it wasn't Deering. It was Zach Deppelson. Maybe Deppelson tried to enter onto the floor, and I don't know, was Oaks playing with six? Is that what it was? I mean, it didn't really seem like Deppelson was too far off the sideline, that is. Second free throw good by Huber, by the way, and now Edgley takes over. Huh. Well, whatever it is, Edgley takes over with 1:40 to go, up 18. Right of the circle, Nitschke fires left with a chest pass to Mathern. Mathern gets the ball back as he cuts down the lane, missed the leaner. Here comes Garrett Meal off the rebound. Full head of steam. He can't get it to go. Dalton Nelson there, though, and the putback good. And Garrett Meal, he's done a great job pushing the pace and getting to the rim. He just hasn't been able to convert these last couple of free throws. Dalton Madke now down the lane. Flips one home. Wave off the basket. Offensive foul as Davey Schmitz slid underneath and draws a charge with 1:07 to play. 61-45, Edgley Cullen Montpelier with the lead in this fourth and final quarter. Rebels with the win. They will move to 8-2 overall and 3-0 in the district. Meal again misses a layup at point blank range, this time a lot more contact though, and the other way now caught by Nitschke. Puts the brakes on. He'll reverse it back out to the 3-point line for Mather. Wouldn't be surprised if these two teams meet again in the district tournament. And who knows, maybe even in the region tournament. In the post, one dribble. Nitschke got by Dalton Nelson. Tried to flip one in miraculously, but it spins off and off the foot and out of bounds of Paxton Mathern. Nice round of applause for Joey Heim, who subs in for Meal. Heim had a career high last week, 6 points. Or last Tuesday, or this just a couple days ago on Tuesday against South Border. 30 seconds ago, Heim into the corner for Davey Schmitz. Schmitz back to Schmitty, who drives down the right side of the lane. A lot of contact, good defense, did not hit the shot. And as Schmitty got the ball back, he was standing on the baseline. And with 21.9 seconds left, Schmidt exits. Ethan German comes in. And now J.D. Gebhardt will also check in for the Tornadoes. 61-45. If you want to take any solace in this final quarter, Oaks outscored Edgley by a score of 16-11. But I suppose in the record books it will not matter, as Oaks going to drop tonight 61-45. Paxton Mathern dribbles it out. And there's the buzzer. Hensley improves to 8-2 and 3-0 in district play. Oaks drops to 6-4 and 2-2 in district play. 61-45, Rebels win. We'll be back on the postgame show. And we'll give away player of the game as well. Wrapping things up here tonight from OHS.
As we begin a promising new year, Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks thanks you for your patronage and support. They're proud to be part of the surrounding communities and look forward to serving you in 2020. Large project or small, tools or supplies, stop in and see the friendly staff for all your building needs. Here's wishing you a safe and prosperous year from Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks, where you can expect hometown hospitality with uptown expertise.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Terrace 50 White has a great supply of Russell Stover candy, from individual caramel hearts, mini boxes, and full-size boxes. Remind that special someone in your life how much you love them with the gift of chocolate. Terrace 50 White also has that perfect Hallmark card for your sweetheart, and as a reminder, when you buy four cards, the fifth one is free. Stop by Terrace 50 White Pharmacy at 610 Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-3824.
Final here from OHS, it goes Edgley, Cullum, Montpelier 61, and the Oaks Tornadoes 45. Ace Sauerwine back with you here from OHS in the South Gym. The Rebels pretty much controlled through and through. They got out to a first quarter lead of 21-9 and maintained a double digit to almost 20-point lead for pretty much the entirety of this ball game tonight. They were led by a two-headed monster of Alex Huber and Kale Mathern. Huber on the night finished with 30 points, I believe. I'm trying to do this on the fly, trying to wrap this one up as soon as possible, but he had 30. Kale Mathern, a very robust showing as well. Mathern finished the night with 22. So he had 30 from Huber, 22 from Mathern. It was 5 points from Adam Nitschke, 4 points from Chase Ency, and 4 from Jace Hansen. They were the leading scorers for Edgley, Cullum, Montpelier. On the other side, Oaks was led by Steele Hansen. Hansen on the night finished with 20 points, leading the way for OHS. Garrett Meal poured in 10 points, as did Ashton Biesterfeld. Carter Deering got into the score column with a three ball late. Dalton Nelson also into the score column with a two-pointer late in the fourth quarter. Time for player of the game. Player of the game is sponsored by Bank North. Bank North, values-based banking. Visit the staff in Oaks or call 742-2694. I won't sugarcoat it. Wasn't a great night for OHS all around. So I'm going to go with Carter Deering off the bench. He kind of provided a spark. He was really active on the defensive end and denied a couple of passes, disruptive on defense, also hit a three, so we will go with Carter Deering as player of the game. So again, our next broadcast is coming up tomorrow. It'll be the Oaks Tornadoes wrestling team in action at Lisbon at the Nick Storhaug Invitational. Rich Vogelide jumps on the air about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning and pretty much has the call for you throughout the Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. Our next basketball broadcast will be Tuesday night right here from OHS. The Tornadoes welcome in Winemere Lidgerwood as Oaks looking to get back to its winning ways Tuesday night. Final score once again here tonight. Edgley, Cullum, Montpelier defeats Oaks by a final of 61-45. Thanks for listening. So long and good night from Oaks High School. Ace Sauerwine wishing you a great rest of your weekend. We will talk later. You've been listening to Oaks Tornadoes Basketball here on 1220 AM, 95.9 FM, KDDR The Tornado, and online at newsdakota.com.
Your home for Tornadoes Basketball is 1220 AM, 95.9 FM, KDDR.